Okay, this is for Gimel Hilchos Mitzvah Ushmiras Nefesh. We're going to go into more halachas now about how to evaluate whether a person is a murderer or not based on the stripe he has against his fellow Jew, as we'll see in a second. Halacha Aleph, Hamakes Chaver B'Zodam Be'Evin Be'Eitz Amisa. Okay, so let's say a person goes ahead and hits his fellow Jew purposely with a rock or a piece of wood and kills him. Omdin Dabar Sheikavo. So first we measure, so to speak, we assess the object that he used to kill him. Makam Sheiko Alav. And where he actually hit him. Imroy also chayfetz hamas evazeh oino roy, to determine whether or not this object was something that normally would kill him or not. Shnemar be'evin yad asher yamos b'aviko, v'chli etz yad asher yamos b'aviko, ad sheyavo k'dei l'hamas. It has to be enough for him to be able to die or be killed. V'nodomo makeo alibo l'makeo yorecha. We know hitting someone, for instance, in the head is much different than hitting someone on the thigh. Halacha beis. Now, ho'ol v'nemar asher yamos b'a. It does say in the Torah that can cause him death. Mikan she'odem makom hamaka. That's how we assess where the person was hit. Kishem she'odem achevet she'ikabo makom makebo maker. So just like we evaluate the object that was used to hit him, as well as the place. Kachom and koach ha'fire. We also assess the strength of a hit. Shenemar be'evin yad. Mikan she'mashan is a yad. We measure quote unquote the hand. Ein adom is zorak evin mechaver barachok she'amos zorak barachok eser. She barachok eser yet kocho yeser. Because the amount of effort that's put in by someone who's throwing the stone from, let's say, 2 amos away is different than from 10 amos. Because from 10 amos, the stone will have more force. And also, when it comes to 10 versus 100, we know that then when it gets to about 100, sort of very very far away, the power of the stone to cause damage is going to decrease. We evaluate the blow, the hit itself, as well as the strength of the killer and the strength of the person who was killed. Imu gadol katan, if the person was a minor or an adult, or chazak v'chalash, whether he's strong or weak, or bor yochole, whether he's healthy or sick. We take into account all the various variables and factors that went into him being killed. Lachadana clay barzel, lo not a lo short torshir. When it comes to something made out of metal or iron, the Torah does not give a measurement for it. Shademar vim the clay barzel yikao v'amus rotzeachu apilu machat. It could even be with a needle. Uushi lo chod kamo machat or shvud or sof mikunot v'men. But it has to have a sharp pointed part, like a needle or a spit or a knife. Alim yikao v'eshesh al barzel. Let's say he kills him with like a big chunk of metal. L'chiyotzeva omdenosav d'eshesh al mevan alayit. So we measure that no differently than we would a stone or a piece of wood. Let's say a person hits someone else with his hands without an implement and kills him. For instance, he hit him with his hand or his foot or on his head. And kills him. So we measure the strength of the hit, the strength of the person who received the hit or was murdered, and the place where he was hit. So we can't compare a person who pokes or jabs at his friend with his finger versus someone who kicks him with his leg. And also, too, it's different between hitting someone in the chest or the head versus hitting them in the groin. And so, too, again, obviously, you can't compare someone weak hitting someone strong or vice versa. And how do we know we measure all these things? Right, afi shenemar biyado. You know, it says with his hand. Sirka kasal liyos hakaya be'eva. So the hit has to be with intent. Mikal shemisharan koach v'akaya. That's how we learn that. You measure both the strength. You measure the strength of the hit. So let's say I push a person off a roof and he falls and dies. Misharan goba makom shipila ma'alav. We measure the height of the place that you pushed him off of. The koach anidcha, as well as the strength of the person who was pushed. Because we can't, it's obviously not comparable, an infant who falls versus an adult. How do you know we measure out the heights of the place? If any place has less than 10 tvachim, it doesn't have the ability to kill, just like a pit inside the, when it comes to an animal. 10 tvachim is the minimum size over there also. Doesn't matter if it hit the person with a stone, a piece of wood, a chunk of earth, a big chunk of salt, a basket with like pebbles, or even if he takes a bunch of dried figs. Shemar Shem was ba. Kosher who roi lahamis, anything that can kill him. That COVID who shemimis. And it's the weight. It's not the object itself, it's the weight of the object that ultimately is causing his death. Let's say a person pushes its fellow Jew into a body of water or in fire. So we determine if the person could have gone out of there on his own. Potter, Mises Bazin, he's not chayiv in capital punishment, but if he isn't able to get out on his own, chayiv. So too, if he held the person underneath the water or inside the fire, until he runs out of strength to leave, the mace, he dies, chayiv, even if he wasn't the one to push him initially, meaning he found him in the water that way. So do he puts what do you call his hand over his friend's mouth and nose, until he basically he causes him to die. Oh, he ties him up and leaves him out in the cold or the heat until he dies. Or he builds a place over him until he basically dies. He puts him into a cave or house and smokes him out until he dies. Or he puts him into a container that's made out of marble, which basically has no air in it, lights a candle, and causes what do you call him to die because there's no air left. So in all these cases, he gets killed because as if he basically strangled him with his hands. But let's say a person ties up his fellow Jew and leaves him outside to starve. Or let's say he, what do you call it, tied him up and leaves him in a place where, what do you call it, where he will be, he's not right now, but at some point will be subject to cold or hot and they'll kill him. Or let's say he covers him with a barrel. Or he, what do you call it, uncovers the roof of where he's staying, where he's sleeping. Or he sends a snake, he calls a snake to bite him. So too, obviously, if he unleashes a dog or a snake against his fellow Jew. In all these cases, Beis Din does not give capital punishment. Right? Because he is still considered to be a murderer. What it called? And therefore, vengeance will be sought out for what he's done. But Beis Din can't try him and execute him. Let's say a person pushes his friend into a pit. And there's a ladder which he can climb out. Or let's say he shot an arrow at him. And he had a shield in his hand. And a person that came along, let's say removed the ladder or took away the shield. Neither are killed in Bezin. Even a person pushed the, what do you call it, the person into the pit. Is the same guy who later takes away the ladder. He also does not get capital punishment. Right? Let's say a person throws a stone against the wall, and like the stone bounces off the wall behind him. Baharvan kills someone. He is high to get capital punishment. Shemikoko he bought because it came from his own strength. Right? So two people were playing with the ball. Right? They were warned. The Harg was off Arba Amos, and then he was killed within 4 Amos of the wall. But if he's outside of the Arba Amos of the wall, people still mea, even after 100 mea ama chayav, and he's chayav misa. As long as it has the strength to kill him. Fayelach yimol zark evel mala. Let's say a person throws a stone up the hafel, it's dudin, and it goes to the side. The Harg kills someone chayav. Hakopes is chavera ben yichov makom sheni yachol libarach. Let's say a person ties up another Jew and puts him in a place where he can't run away. The hitzip of mayim, and what do you call it? Puts a river of water on top of him. And Macy dies. He gets killed. As long as the victim died from the sort of first burst of water that hit, what do you call it? That hit because of his actions. That ends Parak Gimel. We'll continue with Parak Daled next time.